Welcome back for the close of today's show. Holly, we've had a pretty frisky time today.
We certainly have. What wonderful, wonderful guests we've had on
Well,
today.
I've been very happy with this day, and I'm also extremely happy to bring you another segment of Serves You Right from our newest sponsor, the Octavia Lounge.
It's located in San Francisco at 1772 Market Street, and you can make reservations at 415-863-3516, Stephen.
Or you can go to opentable.com and for San Francisco and make your reservation right there online at opentable.com for the Octavia Lounge. Their food is exquisite. Their entertainment is exquisite. The owners, Patrick and Larry, are hosts extraordinaire.
They certainly are. And you can find more about them on the web at
www.octavialounge.com or at syrradio.com. Click on our family of advertisers and you'll see a banner right there to take you to the Octavia Lounge. And you could very well find me or Holly there dining because we love the location.
We certainly do.
And now we'd like to bring back our guest from the top of the show, the bell lady with the best bells in town, Liz Halverson. Welcome back to Serves You Right.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, God, we've been doing pretty well with this show. What a way to start off with you and those bells.
Well, you know, the Olympics, you got to make some noise. You got to get those people, you know, you ring bells and make them ski faster. So you got to ring a lot of bells.
Oh, really? Well, come on, ring them bells. Why don't you ring them bells?
Oh, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. Oh, she's becoming a dig. There goes Stephen. He's playing my Guyule bell. That means good Christmas.
You know, I wanted to ask you this. I noticed that the surface of the bells have patterning in them. They're very attractive, but is this patterning with sort of stars and rays and suns and clouds, does this affect the timbre and the pitch of the bell, the color?
It does. It improves it. The what you're seeing is a patina from melted down bullet casings.
Ooh.
These bells are actually from bullets to bells. They are brass from the bullet casings. We melt it down, and we coat the iron bell with it. And it improves the sound because it makes it so the welding on the side is sealed.
Well,
very good insight with that. You spotted that right away.
Well, right. Stephen is brilliant. Now I have another question.
Thank you. I'm feeling very Albert Einstein-esque at the moment.
Yes, yes he is. Now tell us where exactly in Norway these bells come from.
Well, they're from the mountains of Norway. They've been made the same way since 1922 in this little tiny town. Their claim to fame is they have a bridge.
They have a bridge?
Old bridge. I think it was one of the first bridges in Norway. But it's on the west coast of Norway, just south of Stavanger.
South of where?
Stavanger.
Stavanger. It's on the west coast of Norway. Near south of Bergen, south of Stavanger. There's not a lot.
Hanging out in the fjord.
Well, you know,
it's near a fjord, yep.
Well, you know, I have to tell everyone, I know Liz for years because she helped me go to Norway, to Lillehammer, to ski in the Inge Lamy race, where I skied with 5,000 crazy Norwegian women, a 15-kilometer race, in order to write about it. I was one of the first American women to do that.
In the salami race.
They right. He called it the salami.
In the salami race.
That's right. And they rang
bells. And what did I say when you said Inge Lamy? I said
salami.
I said Gesundheit.
Right. Inge Lamy means course of Inga. Anyway, where?
Course of Inga.
That's right. Don't laugh, Stephen. I'm going to.
I just had this vision, Liz, of a Nordic blonde being served en brochette on a platter.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah. Well,
you know, those Nordic peoples are kind of frisky and silly.
Yeah, Liz, tell us where our listening audience can purchase your bells.
Here's a little list for you. They're available on Amazon.com, Spirit of the Olympics stores that are smattered around the U.S., and cowbell.com and shop.com.
Wonderful. And they'll also be on syrradio.com as well.
Yeah, and you can click on them and buy them right through us.
That's even better.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, Liz, it has been a true delight to meet you and have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, we wouldn't have had it any other way. And Holly and I will be back next week with more fun and more silliness right here on CRN Networks with Serves You Right.
Yay!
I like that. That was very cool.